nights if you got good beer. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate.
Yeah, we're going to relate a little tip. Well, maybe we're going to relate a little tip. I'm not sure exactly where the tips will come in, but Leaf's here. Leaf, how you doing?
Great. How you doing, Dan?
I am good. It's time for a fishing report. And Leaf, I got to say, you're kind of like a buddy whose girlfriend decided to go to a different school. Your beloved river is shutting down.
Yeah.
Are you feeling kind of lost and alone?
A little bit of a freak out. Yeah. Yeah. I've been trying to wrap my head around it for like the week up and coming, but yeah, that time has come and the Met House trout season is over for 2015 here.
Pretty much what, the main stem and just about everything else?
Yeah. Pretty much the whole river and, pretty much all tributaries. The only one I can think of, although I know there's probably one that defies the rule, other than Boulder Creek. Boulder Creek's open through October. Okay. There's probably a couple others, but I can't remember right off my head. So some good brookies up there. But yeah, we got to wait until Steelhead opens to get back in that lovely river of ours.
But I know you've been sampling other stretches of water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been, my friends and I have been up to a few different lakes around here. Went fishing with my buddy Thomas the other night and Jim, and found some absolute toads up in Frost Lake there. My gosh, know, probably 5-6 pound fish.
Oh my goodness.
And definitely gonna be going back there to kind of try to cure the Jones. Yeah. And a few of these other lakes. I really wanted to try to get up to one last high mountain lake, you know, with this window of warm weather that we have right now. Definitely everybody's last chance. Get some.
Yeah, we're getting down to the end there.
Yeah, they might just be frozen, you know, next time you go up to them after this. And I'm sure those larches are on high. So I would really love to, you know, maybe take a shot to get up to Williams or out to Copper Glance again or something like that one more time this year. So we'll see. Depends on what I have time for.
I knew that you wouldn't be shut down, but I had idea you were finding 5 pound lake.
Holy cow. I mean, it's amazing how the conversion rate up in that little lake up there. And I think it's mainly just that they have a smorgasbord of snails, ram's horn snails, and leeches. And they're just, that's just a protein bar. You know, there's other bugs too, but but those guys are just being raised on like fishy whey protein, and they're just massive.
Yeah.
Everything short of the steroids.
yeah. And but we got Steelhead coming up here. How long's the wait for that?
Well, it'll be until the 15th. It sounds like they're working on making that the day if everything goes through as it should. We'll be fishing here at least on the Methow on the 15th. It sounds like maybe the Wenatchee because their fish like to kind of stray and you know, see other places the same. They're looking at having a later opener. So we'll be fishing up here, hopefully starting the 15th.
Okay, but there is a little bit of a question mark on it. I mean,
yeah, it's just, I mean, it's all contingent upon, you know, meeting that number of escapement coming into their stream there. And so they don't know until those fish cross the arrays or they can't really count the fish just at the dam like they can with wells. You know, we kind of just go off of what's coming over wells, but what's coming over Rock Island directly below Wenatchee there is going to come up to us too. So they kind of have to wait and count until they get them up the Wenatchee, I think. Kind of more there.
Okay. But probably.
I imagine they'll open at some point, hopefully, knock on wood. But it's not going to be right away.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, sorry, guys.
I know.
There's probably not a lot of guys.
My buddy Brad's going to be like, ugh.
Just get in the car and drive up here.
I'm sure we'll be seeing more of them.
It's where you want to be anyway.
Yep. It's where anybody in their right mind wants to be.
I think so, too. I mean, so anyway.
Yeah.
You got any things that you've learned or doing different on the lakes since I saw you last, or is it?
Well, you know, I would be lying if I were to say lakes were my specialty. So I'm just still kind of just trying to hone my craft there. And, you know, people like my buddy Jim, who really just kind of specialize in lakes, are a good person for me to tap and ask some tips here and there. So usually when I'm approaching a situation like that, I talk to one of my buddies, such as Brandon, over towards, Grand Coulee when I'm hitting those waters and just say, all right, what you doing? How you doing it? I mean, I'm kind of back into the, you know, almost client mode there. And they're good enough to act like a free guide for me.
I got to say, I think you and Thomas got it figured out.
Well, there's certain things that can save you a little bit of time. you can do a little research and kind of know halfway what to expect in a lot of cases. So yeah, okay. Sometimes you can do pretty well. But I would always recommend hiring a fishing guide.
Oh, there you go. How would a person go about that?
Well, you can get a hold of me directly at 509-429-7298. And you can also contact me at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com or check out the blog or the podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And we'll try to give you the tips or the chance to get a hold of us and get out on the water too to get your fish on.
I went on down to my favorite fishing hole, and I got myself a pole and line. On the line, found cabbage on the bottom, came I got it, took them home, mama, my supper time. Sing, man, a fish bites if you got good.